Sif.
Sif Vav Simon Yud through Simon Zion Sif Ches, including Ches.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so Yud, yeah. Tzarech lizar me'oid sheyamar teves amen kitikunoi. Gotta be very careful to say the bracha of amen in the proper way, the way it's meant to be. Shelo yachtav ha'elef v'lo ha'alef v'lo yavliya ha'nun. You shouldn't say the, swallow the aleph. Yachtav means to grab, and don't swallow the nun like amen. Right, gam yizor ma'od shelo yana amen kodem shisayim avara kol ha'bracha. And one shouldn't say amen either, meaning don't say amen too early. That's another one that people make a mistake and do. They answer too fast. Kizeo amen chatufa, that's what we call an amen. That's chatufa, that's grabbed away. Don't say amen too late. Zeo amen yosaima, that's called an amen that's a yosim, because it's an amen that's not doesn't is not connected to a bracha. Ela teka, because yisayim avarach is a bracha. Immediately after the Messiah finishes the bracha, yanu amen, he should say amen. Now, the lo yagbiya koila yosim and avarach, and you shouldn't answer amen any louder than the mavarach. Shenemar gadlu l'Hashem iti, unaroyim ashma yachtov, that you should lift up Hashem's name together with me, and we're going to lift it up together. All right? So that we don't do, obviously, anymore, because people answer amen much louder than the chazan. What he's saying is that you should have your amen should be on the same decibel level as the chazan, which we don't do anymore. Yeah, there's different tirutzim and why it is that we don't listen to this halacha, right? But that's fine. Now, what's the longest time you have to say amen? Toich kedei dibur. After Toich kedei dibur, which is 2 seconds around, then you can't answer amen. Right? And as long as there's somebody still answering amen, then you're allowed to answer amen. There's also another halacha he doesn't bring here. But let's say you're davening. Once you say something after the bracha is made, then you can no longer answer amen either. Meaning, let's say you're in the middle of Ashrei. And you're davening ahead or you're behind, and the chazan says a bracha, and you said a bunch of words after the chazan's bracha was done, you can no longer answer amen. Your amen has to be directly after the bracha. All right? Okay, but that he doesn't bring here. Fine. Yud Aleph, ain't on an amen al birchas atzmai. You cannot answer amen on your own bracha. Milvad be birchas hamazon lachar b'nei Yerushalayim, except for birchas hamazon after b'nei Yerushalayim. I think Svardim do it after Hashkivenu by Ma'ariv, meaning when it's the end of a section, then you can answer Amen. V'afilu Messiah bracha achas b'shava im Hashliach Tzibur, and even if you finish the bracha at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, let's say Hamar bracha to Hashem Hamar v'Rov, and you finish the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, then lo yana, don't answer Amen. Right? Either do it faster and then answer Amen, or just don't answer. Avlo hu beruch bracha acheres l'shiach tzibur bracha acheres v'simu b'shavim, you end at the same time. I know amen al birchas l'shiach tzibur. Then you can. Meaning, let's say you're a bracha behind, and the chazan is up to ayev amo Yisrael, and you are saying hamarev aravim. So even if you answer, both of you answer at the same time, you're allowed to answer amen because your bracha was Marav Aravim. The Chazan's bracha is Oyev Am Yisrael, so that's fine. Avalim hu berach bracha acheres v'ashir yotzibu bracha acheres v'simu b'shova. But if he made a bracha, another bracha, v'ashir yotzibu bracha acheres v'simu b'shova, and I just read that. Oyin amen, al berachas v'ashir yotzibu. V'im siyim berachas yishtabach, al berachas shomer amal Yisrael la'ad, al berachas yalalucha, shalachar halo b'shova yim ashir yotzibu. All those brachas, which are all the end of sections, and gam kenamein, then you are allowed to. Why? Like we mentioned before, even the harbi paiskim sviru, since many paiskim hold, tafilu lachar atzma einu elu amein. Many paiskim hold, and we said svardim do this, I think Svarim, at least some of them do. Since it's at the end of a bunch of brachas, then you could say Amen after, which is why B'nei Baracham of Yishalayim Amen, because that's the end of the Daraisa part of Birchas Hamazon. The next bracha, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, is a Derabanan. So, since that's the end of a section of brachas, then you could answer Amen. Why we only do it by Yerushalayim and not the other ones is a whole different sugya. Okay, Simin Zayin, which is Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, Uboi Ches Sifim. So, Achar, Lasek B'divrei Soira, after you say Lasek B'divrei Soira, Yesh Machloikas Apaiskim HaShemeh Yana Amen Eloi. Is a machloik is whether you should say amen after lasik b'divrei Torah, right? That's the first one of the Birchas HaTorah. Yesharim she'en kan siyum ha'bracha. Some say that's not the end of the bracha. Ela v'harevna, gam kein nimshach l'malo. The v'harevna is a continuation. V'akolu bracha achas, and it's all one bracha. V'alkein ein la'anis amen. Don't answer amen. Meaning they hold that v'harevna is all part of one big bracha. Don't answer amen. And some say that it is the end of the bracha. Baharav no, he bracha cheres, and baharav no is a different bracha. Utsvichalan is something you need to answer amen. V'lachena mavarech, yeshalem bracha zois belachash. Therefore, the mavarech should answer it in a whisper, shalay yishma chaveroi, so then you won't have a shilas. If your friend doesn't hear, but you have the day speaker, he won't come into a suffix. Lamaisa, I think we say it out loud on Shavuos morning. I think the minig is the one saying brachas does say it out loud. I think, but we don't answer amen. We don't answer amen to it. Fine. And then the question is also, do you take out the vav if you hold that it's two different brachas, and you shouldn't say viharevna, you should just say harevna. Okay. Beis, birchas anoisin lasech bivino, lo yivarech atshiyor ayom. The bracha anoisin lasech bivino, which some, there's different ways of translating lasechvi. Some call it a rooster, and some call it a seichel. But either way, lo yivarech atshiyor ayom, don't make the bracha until at least alois, because if it's the middle of the night, what kind of bracha are you making that you could differentiate between night and day when it's still the middle of the night? Birchas pekeach ivrim, the bracha of opening the eyes. Yochel gam suma levarich, a blind person can also make the bracha sheyesh lahar no.
That's the alois or
mishiach. Alois, alois. Yeah. Sheyesh lahar no, shachinam marim lo yasaderech. A blind person can also make pekeach ivrim, because people show him how to walk. If somebody says the bracha of zaykif kufim, which means he straightens the bent, before he made the bracha mater asurim, shula yivarech mater asurim, then he can't make the bracha mater asurim the kfar nichla b'zaykif kufim, because it's already included in zaykif kufim. Shebechlal kifas akayma iataras hayivarim. Because included in the being able to stand up straight is the Hataras Eivorim. Right? Meaning, what is the translation of Matir Asurim? Matir Asurim is not, a lot of people translate it, they think that we thank Hashem for allowing people out of jail. It's not. Matir Asurim is that it enables you to stretch out and be able to sit. Zoykev kufim is to stand. Mater asurim, that he's been able, he was laying down and sleeping, and now he can move his body, and he's able to get into a sitting position. But sitting position usually comes before a standing position. So if you already made the bracha that you can stand, then that includes the sitting, right? So therefore, once you make, then you can't. Achar hamaver shenem eino snuma avoy. After you say hamaver shenem eino snuma avoy, ein oinin amen. You don't answer amen. Ki ein kan siyum bracha, because that's not the end of the bracha. Elavi hirotzayin, right? This is at the end of Birchus Hashachar. Shayach Gamkein, the bracha says it's also Shayach this bracha. V'siyam ha-bracha hi ha-goymel chasadim tavim l'ma Yisrael. That's the end of the bracha. So, but it's interesting because he doesn't say you should say it low. The reason for that is because I think it's not a machloikis. See, by v'harivna, it's a machloikis whether that's the end of a bracha. So since the end of a bracha, since a machloikis, so you want to say it low so you don't put yourself into a situation where you have to figure it out. Right? But in the after Amar B'Shenu Me'enoi, that's no question that you don't answer Amen. So therefore, you could say it out loud. Hey, Haneir Kol HaLayla. Anybody who's up a whole night, Mavarach Babayka, Kol Birchus HaShachar. You could say all Birchus HaShachar, Chutz Mi Birchus Anatilas Yadayim, She'enem Mavarach. You don't make a bracha if you're up a whole night, but we know that if you go to the bathroom, then you're allowed to. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Birchus HaLekai Neshama, V'amar V'Sheino, V'chein Birchus HaTorah, Yesh Safak Im Yavarach HaLoi. But Alekai Neshama, because what Alekai Neshama is that you're thanking Hashem for the Neshama you were given. That Neshama, if you were up a whole night, wasn't taken away. And Ma'aver Shena is, how do you make a bracha about Hashem removing sleep from you if you didn't sleep? And Birchas HaTaira, so those are all Sveikas. That's why you should go listen to them from somebody else. And then answer Amen, and then you'll have that. Which is what we do. Shavuos morning, we get somebody who slept, and he says all the brachas.
Why do you need these brachas when you after you slept? Meaning, all these brachas could be regarded even without sleeping, you know?
Yeah, all the brachas. That's what I'm saying. All the brachas can be made, except for these three. People make a mistake
because Shavuos they do all of them.
Right, so Shavuos they do all because once you're doing it, so then just do everything, and then there's no questions, right? But really, at the Anachanami, a lot of people make a mistake. They think, "Oh, I miss brachas." Then I do. It's not a problem, right? It's only Alekai Neshama, Ma'aver Shena, and Birchas HaTorah. Those are the problems, right? Fine. Now it's also interesting when he's being we can be medayik that he says you have to answer Amen. Your yaitza mitzvahs, even if you don't answer a mitzvah of a bracha, even if you don't answer amen. If somebody's making kiddush, it's a big mistake people make. But I don't know if maybe the kids are old, not like that. People make a mistake, oh, you didn't answer amen, you weren't yaitza kiddush. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Now, obviously, it's a mitzvah to answer amen. But you don't have to actually answer amen. Here, though, it's masha that you do. Okay. Kol birchas ha-shachar. Kol birchas ha-shachar. Im lo amram kaidim shiyuspalo. Right, so this happens sometimes. Sometimes if somebody's in a rush, so he just forgets that he didn't say brachas. Yeah, then he davens the whole davening. So then what? So im lo amarim kodem shiyispal yochel amarim la'achar tefila. You can say them after tefila. Chutz mi birchas al netilas yadayim. 17 Zidayim, the Kiva, the Yesham, the Natilis Dam, Shachas, Niskan, Mashuma, Tfila, some hold that Natilis Zidayim, they were massacring it for Tfila. Im Kain, La'achashus Balol, Ainoid Makam, Lebrachas, always after you daven, there's no Makam for this Bracha. For Chutz mi Birchas, Elikain Neshama, and except for Elikain Neshama, why can't you make Elikain Neshama after you daven? Shekvar Yotza, Birchas, Mechaya Mesim, because you're already Yotza. With the bracha mechayim mesim, because Elikai neshama, so you're giving back the neshama, because sleep is a partial death. So if you say mechayim mesim, that's also included, right? So then you could have well, we'll just leave it. Birchas haTorah Zion, Birchas haTorah im loy amaron kaidem haTfila, Birchas haTorah if you didn't say it before davening, nechlechu apayskim yomer lachat tefila loy it's a machlokes. Well, you could say it after davening, right? Why? Because Ahava Rabba. Yesharim Delay Yomrem. Some say you can't say Birchas HaTorah Mishum Dekvar Nifter BaHava Rabba because you already were Ahava Rabba or Ahava Soilam, right? Because it talks about the Torah. Sheish BeBrachas Zoyz Gam Kain Me'en Birchas HaTorah V'Sein B'Libeinu LaHavin LaHaskil LaShmaya LaLmaid LaLamed. Yeshayim, the ain't birchas Ava Rabba peteres mi birchas haTorah. The bracha Ava Rabba doesn't party mi birchas haTorah. El im loymed laachar haTfila miyad b'li hefsek. The only way it works is if you daven, if you learn right after davening without any sort of hefsek. Right? You got to be very careful to say Berachas HaTorah before davening. Then, if you forgot to make it before, then learn something right after davening. And even if you didn't have it in mind, right, that's a Mishnah Berurah. Even if you did not have it in mind, meaning the guy realizes, usually we realize all these things during Shemoneh Esrei, at least by me. Right? Middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you get, you know, everything gets clear. So in middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you realize, oh, I didn't say Berachas HaTorah. So then you say, oh, but I said Ava Rabba, but he didn't have in mind an Ava Rabba. So it doesn't make a difference. Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you said it, make sure you learn something right after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, then you'll be Yotze Berachas HaTorah. If Gav Zois Shokach, but if you also forgot to learn, Azai Misveika, Gam Kein Ein Atzarech Levarech Oid Berachas HaTorah, from a Suffolk, you don't make another Berachas HaTorah. Right? Like we said yesterday, Suffolk Brachas, we don't do. Fine. Let's say you get called up for an aliyah. You're really running late. And you get called up for an aliyah. And you didn't say Birchas HaTorah. So im efshalei levarach kodem kol Birchas HaTorah. If you're able to say Birchas HaTorah before the aliyah, let's say they're making a Shabbos or something. And you're able to say one pasuk of Torah. So yasakein, do that. Barakach, yala l'Torah v'yavarech. Go up to the Torah, make a bracha. Maybe Eiyah Shalai Lasis came. Yalakach LaTaira. Then you should go up to the Torah. And V'kivon Sheberach Asherbar Chavanu. When you're Aliyah, you say have a Asherbar Chavanu. La Yivar Chachakach Rak Birchas Asher Kedushanu V'harev Na. Since you already made the Asherbar Chavanu part of Birchas HaTaira on the Aliyah. So then you just say Asher Kedushanu V'harev Na. Ad La'amo Yisrael V'yomer Yivarechacha V'chulu. And that's it. But that hopefully nobody will ever come that late to the davening. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Thank you for tuning in.
What's with the Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo? What's that about?
Bichlal?
Yeah, meaning I'm saying you're Yaitse when you say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemo, like you said it.
You're not supposed to. I think it was yesterday's. You're not supposed to say. If you're being yaitza bracha from somebody, you're not supposed to say baruch hu baruch shemai, because you can't be mafsik.
But you don't have to say amen, like you just said.
You're supposed to say amen, but you don't have to answer amen in order to be yaitza. In order to be yaitza bracha, you don't have to say amen. All right.
Yeah.
But it's obviously it's better.
I mean, Bidafka people do Baruch Hu Shemo, so they're not Yaitzi?
Yes, when you're being Yaitzi Bracha, you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo.
So why say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo at all? That's what I'm trying to understand.
That's a Hanhaga.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
All right.